General Soleimani's School of Resistance and Insight. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. The 9th of the Iranian month of day 1388, corresponding with December 29th, 2009, was the day of insight, recognition of enemy, and obedience of the leader. Martyr Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani was one of the true students of the School of Velayat, or God-given authority, which is manifested in the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. He was a brave and prudent commander who looked at different issues very deeply. 29th of December 2009 has correctly been called the Day of Insight. The epic presence of the Iranian people in the scene on this day showed that they protect the Islamic system and the leadership of the Islamic Revolution with their blood. The Holy Book of Muslims, the Noble Quran, calls on the faithful to be insightful and act according to their intellect and knowledge. God, after relating the story of Prophet Joseph as an admonition, tells Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, say, this is my way. I summon to Allah with insight. I and he who follows me. Immaculate is Allah, and I am not one of the polytheists. Ayatollah Khamenei said in his sermon on Friday, January 17, 2020, we should look at our dear general as a school, a way and an admonishing school. The leader in his speech on the day of Mab'ath, that is the start of Prophet Muhammad's divine mission as an apostle, in the next year said, two important elements are necessary in confrontation with enemies, which I have always recommended and recommended again. Two features are necessary for each and every one of the people. One is insight and the other is patience and steadfastness. If there were these two elements, the enemy will not be able to do anything, will not be able to harm at all, and will not succeed at all in confronting and countering the Islamic system. Insight was one of the outstanding characteristics of Martyr Soleimani. His insight had its roots in his deep belief and high level of God-wariness. His decisions proved his real trust in God. He would always fulfill his duty without an iota of consideration or fear of others. God says in Ayah 28 of Surah Hadid, O you who have faith, be wary of Allah and have faith in his apostle. He will grant you a double share of his mercy and give you a light to walk by and forgive you. And Allah is all forgiving, all merciful. Great Commander Martyr Soleimani's insight and recognition of the enemy without doubt stemmed from his profound look and absolute obedience to the leader. Definitely, recognition of the enemy is one of the most pivotal issues for a nation. Many of the past nations were caught in the traps of enemies due to negligence of the enemy and lack of awareness in various political and social issues. Imam Ali, the commander of the faithful and the first infallible successor of the Prophet of Islam, said that whoever is asleep against the enemy's surprise tricks will awaken him. The reason for the U.S.'s enmity against Martyr Soleimani was his deep recognition of the enemy and his exemplary steadfastness against America, the Zionist regime, and their stooges in the region. The Secretary General of the Lebanese anti-terrorist movement, Hezbollah, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, said on the martyrdom of Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani, "Wherever the Americans go in the region, they see Haj Qasem Soleimani in front of them. When they go to Syria, they see Haj Qasem. In Iraq, Lebanon, Yemen, Afghanistan, and everywhere related to the axis of resistance, they see Haj Qasem Soleimani in front of them. Israel, too, considers Qasem Soleimani as the most dangerous man in front of itself." Dear listeners, the way to insight is the light of Velayat. Martyr Soleimani's entire being was intermingled with Velayat, and he spent his whole life in obeying the leader, once Imam Khomeini and then his successor, Ayatollah Khamenei. He would always make decisions on the basis of the guidelines of the leader. He writes in his testament, "Protect the principles. The principles mean Velayat Faqih, the leader, especially this sage, learned in religion, jurisprudence, irfan, cognizance of God. Consider dear Khamenei as your soul. Take his respect as sanctities. My brothers and sisters, the Islamic world is always in need of leadership, a leadership connected with and appointed religiously and jurisprudentially by an infallible. You know it well that the purest clergy who shook the world and revived Islam, namely our great and pure Khomeini, set up Velayat Faqih as the salvaging recipe for this ummah. Do not leave Velayat to save Islam." Martyr Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani was the symbol of a struggle against the global arrogance and the Zionist regime. His struggle had no borders, as he had been trained at the school of Imam Khomeini and Ayatollah Khamenei. His presence in the scenes of combat against the U.S. and his puppet, Daesh, thwarted all investments and schemes against the Islamic Ummah. He breathed the spirit of self-belief in Muslim combatants. Qasem Soleimani was an unmatched commander who founded the way of resistance. 2 years into his martyrdom, thousands of Soleimanis have been born from his pure blood to be the perpetual nightmare for the enemies.